Seed of Abraham. Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say, and to seeds, as though referring to many, but referring to one, and to your seed, who is Christ. Galatians 3, verse 16. The eternal Son of God became the incarnate Word and was made flesh by being conceived of the Holy Spirit in a virgin's womb, and was born into the human race in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father, so that he could claim of his renowned ancestor, "Before Abraham was, I am." The religious leaders of the Jews knew without a doubt that Jesus of Nazareth was making the bold pronouncement that he was God, for he had dared to use the sacred name of God in reference to himself. "I am. Before Abraham was, I am." God alone could be assigned this illustrious title, and anyone daring to use the name of Yahweh in reference to themselves was immediately regarded as a blasphemer. Well, the Levitical law required all who blaspheme against God to be stoned. And so we read that they picked up rocks to throw at him, but Jesus was hidden and left the temple. Christ's claim that he existed before Abraham was inconceivable to these closed-minded and spiritually blind religious leaders of the Jews. They could only consider Christ's claim from a human perspective and failed to comprehend the wonderful spiritual truth and astonishing fact that the eternal Son of God, in whom dwelt all the riches of the Godhead bodily, was standing in their very midst. Abraham is often called the father of faith, and God gave him some truly amazing and wonderful promises. God pledged to make Abraham into a great nation. He promised that his name would be great and that he would be a wonderful blessing whereby all the people of the earth would be richly blessed. And when he called him out of the city of Ur of the Chaldees, God promised Abraham a land inheritance. Oh, this promise was to Abraham and his offspring, to his descendants, to his seed. And so it was that the time was accomplished that Christ was born as a son of Abraham, the father of Isaac, who was the father of Jacob, from whose loins came forth the Jewish nation, and through whom was born the Messiah of Israel, the Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture, as always, is its own interpreter. And should there be any confusion about the identity of the seed mentioned in the Abrahamic covenant, the Holy Spirit moved Paul in his letter to the Galatians to clarify the true identity of the seed. We read, "The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed." Scripture does not say, "and to seeds," meaning many people, but "and to your seed," meaning one person, who is Christ. For 60-odd years, Israel has laid claim to the land by virtue of their descendancy from Abraham and Isaac, while Islam has similarly declared ownership of the same land, falsely claiming it was promised to them through Abraham and Ishmael. But Christ is the promised seed of Abraham through Isaac, and only through Jesus Christ will Israel be finally settled in their promised land and find true rest, while all the nations who trust in the true seed, Jesus Christ, will be blessed. It was Joshua who led Israel into the promised land of rest so many centuries ago, and it will be the Lord Jesus Christ who provides the true millennial rest in his coming glorious kingdom. A future time when Israel will be the head of the nations and not the tail. It was Israel who was the first adoptive son of God, for God called his son, Israel, out of the land of Egypt, to bring them into the land that had been promised to Abraham and his descendants for ever, and for Israel to fully inherit the land that was promised to them. They were to obey the conditional law that was given through Moses. But Israel was disobedient to the Lord and lusted after other gods. Israel as a nation broke the first commandment. They did not love the Lord their God with all their heart. And so the very nation through whom would be born the Messiah was punished by God and scattered among the nations. Israel is still waiting for their promised Messiah to arise with healing in his wings. But first, they need to recognize the one whom they pierced 2,000 years ago and turn to him as their Saviour. The eternal Son of God became the incarnate Word and was made flesh by being conceived of the Holy Spirit in a virgin's womb, and was born into the human race in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. As the Son of God and Son of Man, the Lord Jesus could rightly claim of his renowned ancestor, "Before Abraham was, I am." For only a true descendant of the physical seed of Abraham could go to the cross as the perfect man who would shed his sinless blood to save his people from their sins.